I'm going to go around the table and let each one of you ask a question or make a comment related to the data. I want to actually start out by asking you this. So you were talking about the issue of differentiating germline from somatic, and before Emmanuel was talking about allele number. Is that the way you do it, or is there another way?
So we take into consideration two things when we look at if a mutation is a potential germline mutation: the purity of the sample and the allelic fraction. If you have a very high tumor purity and detect a mutation at a high allele frequency, it's harder for us to know if that's a germline or not. However, if you have a relatively normal mixed purity of sample and a high allelic fraction, it's almost guaranteed to be a germline mutation. So yeah, allele fraction does determine a lot of what we consider to be germline in these tests.
But I mean, the sine qua non would be germline testing.
Correct. Yeah, that's what our advice is. If ever you see something that's skeptical in a gene that's known to be associated with hereditary cancer syndromes and at a suspicious allele fraction, we suggest getting that confirmed.
Emmanuel, any comment?
There's another potential clue, which is it turns out that the type of mutations that occur in the germline are often different from those that occur in tumors. So there are databases online, you can look up the exact mutation. For example, the one that I use is called ClinVar, C-L-I-N-V-A-R, ClinVar, and that's a germline database. So for BRCA2 and BRCA1, these mutations have been extensively described over the past decade and a half. And so there are certain mutations in BRCA2, you see an allele frequency of 42%, you're suspicious, you're not quite sure. You look it up on ClinVar, it's been reported 14 times. You look it up in a somatic database like COSMIC or cBioPortal, it's 0 times. So even before doing your germline test, which you should do anyway, you kind of have a suspicion that it's going to be germline. So it's also the nature of the mutation that can tip you off.
Interesting.
Agreed.